I'm talking with Snieza Jansen-Runyis and Marge Kars, and we are talking today about the stained glass window competition at the Ladies Library Association of Kalamazoo. So maybe I'll jump in with you first, Marge. Tell us about Ladies Library Association. You're a former president, I understand?
I'm past president.
What is it? Why is it? And tell us about this competition.
Well, the Ladies Library Association was formed in Kalamazoo in 1852, and it was started as a women's reading group. There were four women who started to read to each other in each other's homes, and gradually that evolved into a larger group of women reading to each other and sharing books. The Ladies Library eventually became the first lending library in the village of Kalamazoo, and we were the lending library until 1878 when the public library came into existence. But we were also doing charity work. We were helping the poor in Kalamazoo during the Civil War and subsequent wars. We were raising funds to help the troops, so we were doing... We were selling canned goods.
Yeah.
A lot more than
wow.
the library, yes. But the initial idea was the education of women, because that period of time, women didn't probably go past the fourth grade in formal schooling. So there's no opportunity to learn other than to read and to talk with other women. So that was the idea of the Ladies Library Association. Ladies Library Associations were all over the country in many, many cities. There's still one in Schoolcraft. I believe there's one still in Vicksburg. And we were the oldest. The Ladies Library Association in Kalamazoo is the oldest in the state of Michigan. Mm. I think we're the third oldest in the United States. And our lending library, we were moving from building to building within the city because the collection was getting larger and more people were using us. And so we would move from somebody's house to a municipal building, and eventually we built our own building in 1878, which is the building which you see now on Park Street. So that's the Ladies Library Association. We have about 180 members today, women between the ages of 18 to in the 90s.
And tell us about this competition, which is where we'll bring Snieza in. What was this competition? What inspired it? What were you looking for?
It was inspired by one of our members, Vanita Alicio. I always stumble on her last name. She gave us a donation and she gave us a challenge. She gave us money and said, I think it's time that we have a new stained glass window in the building, in the new addition, the addition that we built in 2013. Mm-hmm. And she said, I think perhaps we should consider doing a window to commemorate the 19th Amendment, the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote.
Right.
And so we took that donation and that challenge and created a competition for a stained glass window. And we gave some information to the artist. We said we would like, it's about the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote. We'd like to see any design, but we'd like to see yellow roses. We'd like to see white and purple because those were the colors of the suffrage movement. We gave them the names of four women within the organization who had a history of working in the suffrage movement. And then we set it out. We put out a call for artists. We got 10 women artists in and around Kalamazoo who gave us designs. It gave us 11 designs, mm-hmm. and from that we picked four finalists. Then we asked all our members to vote on the best of those four. And Snazda's design was the design that won.
So now you come in. Tell us about how you worked with this process when you were given that information, yellow roses, certain colors, certain women. How did you go about developing your design?
My participation came to me, or I would not have originally thought of entering this because I have not been a stained glass artist, but Jamie Reif, who is, and he also has pieces in the Ladies Library Association already, came to me and suggested that I submit a design and then you know, he would be willing then to execute it. And right from the get-go, I just felt very inspired immediately. And we set up a meeting with Marge, which she very graciously took me through the building. And then I observed certain characteristics in the building. I studied the interior so that, that somehow organically the piece would fit in. And when I realized that the building was, the window was going to be on the east side of the building, immediately the thought came to me, the east, the dawn, the dawning of a new age, Aurora, the Roman goddess of the dawn. Because, you know, when you approach it, I go, what aspect of the suffrage movement can I represent? Or can anyone's really in just that relatively small space, although it's going to be a big window. But you know, because there was a lot of turmoil and a lot of pain and suffering that these women endured in order to achieve the right to vote. So that I then represented as thorns at the bottom of the image, from which then rises the figure of this single woman / goddess, because it's about every person having a vote. One woman, one vote, one voice. For example, in Latvian, voting means the word balss, which is voice.
Voice, yeah, literally.
Yeah, and by the way, Latvian women got the right to vote 2 years before the women in America. I was inspired by, there's these stars. When you will hopefully all visit the building at some point on this interior vault. So I noticed those and also some classical marble figures. So that veered me towards looking there for the classical. So my mom came to me in a dream also, and she said these words that she had said to me as I was growing up, which are in Latin. Per aspera ad astra, which is the motto of the University of Latvia in Riga, which she attended in the early part of the 20th century to become a medical doctor, one of the first women doctors in that area of the world. And per aspera ad astra means through hardship to the stars. So from the hardship that these women endured originally here in the United States, led by Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who were very close, dear friends. Elizabeth Cady Stanton was the mother of 7 children, but she was an excellent writer, and Susan B. Anthony was a great public speaker and a, Lord have mercy, a spinster. But the fact that she didn't have a family to care for also gave her the ability to travel, which she did widely, well into her 70s. And travel back then was grueling. It's not like now, although...
Yeah, airport terminals, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's... there you go. I just thought about that. But per aspera et astra means through hardship to the stars. I'll reiterate that. They described Elizabeth Stanton as forging the lightning bolts and Susan B. Anthony as delivering them. So they were great collaborants. They were wonderful friends for decades long. And there were other women also. And so for those of you who don't read, much like the president of our United States, I suggest some films to watch that can fill you in with to some of the background. And there's a 2004 film, Iron-Jawed Angels, directed by Katja von Garnier, which lays out some other women that figured in this movement, the suffrage movement. And that's where I first encountered, in that film, they depict what force-feeding is. The women were arrested, imprisoned, and they would go on hunger strikes, and they were force-fed, which is actually a form of torture. So it wasn't just a bunch of ladies drinking tea and deciding, oh, I think we'd like to vote. You know, people worked very hard. There's another film, 2015 film called Suffragette, directed by Sarah Gavron, won numerous awards in Europe. It's an English movie. In that film, you see a woman that is indeed killed in the process of marching and standing up for the right to vote. I thought, well, how can you put all of that into a stained glass window? You know, I mean, I would need to have a bigger wall than the one planning to be built between Mexico and the United States. So just depict the suffering as thorns and then this figure rising up triumphantly, somewhat archetypally, she could resemble a beauty queen because in her arms she cradles the yellow roses, and on her head she has a sort of crystalline crown representing to me this fountain of new thought, the freshness of pure water, the beauty of this figure being the beauty of courage and faith and fortitude, which it took these women, it took them decades. As a matter of fact, Susan B. Anthony did not live to see the passage of the suffrage laws, the 19th Amendment, to which she devoted most of her life. However, in making this piece, I realized how much I didn't know, and the little that I did know, I had already sort of just forgotten and taken for granted. And a few times I've decided to not vote because what does it matter? Well, it really does matter. People have given their lives for that right. And so out of respect for that, we need to vote. We need to feel that our voice matters. And then I also, to depict how the women, the Ladies Library Association functioned in the community, I put in bees because I saw them circulating through the community. I saw the other women as flowers, right? And the books, you know, were the pollen. And the women, the Ladies Library Association, flew around the community like bees, pollinating the minds and hearts of these women.
What are the dimensions of this window? How big is it?
4x8?
It's either 4x8 or 4x6. I'm sorry, I don't have the right dimensions.
Yeah, just to get an idea of how big is this window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the construction of it, Jamie Reif, you mentioned, mm-hmm. how is that going to work? When does that happen?
Well, right now he's in the process of negotiating with these wonderful area carpenters.
Scott and Rock, and they have to measure the window, and they have to get exact measurements because Jamie needs the size of the window, the frame, in order for him to begin to construct the window.
So you're projecting finish around spring next year?
May, hopefully May. Next year, yes.
Okay. Will there be any kind of a grand opening or viewing of the window?
I think you could use the word hoopla.
Oh, hoopla. Yes. A grand hoopla.
Yes, yes. We're quite excited about this window. We think it is a great opportunity to add another window to that beautiful building.
Yeah.
And to also to explore the idea of the suffrage movement and women's right to vote. And all of the, you know, all the opportunities and the artistry that's in this community. It's when I think about, as a member of the LLA, having Snazda as the artist to create the design, and then Jamie, who is a probably nationally known stained glass window artist, to create that window, just to me is a great opportunity for it, not only the LLA, but the community itself.
Are you handing over your child at this point to Jamie, or will you be working with him?
Well, we're going to have shared custody.
Will you be working with him at any point, or he just has a design and he goes from there?
We did all along. As I developed the design, you know, I would send it over to him, or he'd stop over. He lives outside of Kalamazoo, close to Holland, Michigan, in Hamilton. Is that the
closer? Yeah, right.
And then he would, you know, he was an art teacher for many decades, and he's a very good teacher because very gently he would. Originally, I had it somewhat looking like a woodcut because I've worked as a printmaker, and then I realized that I needed to have a lighter touch, and so you know he would guide me without interfering. So he's a very good teacher that way. And now, you know, we're going to be looking at glass samples and various. It's a really beautiful medium, but difficult to work with. I mean, all that cutting and it's, you know, you have to really be very focused. And so I'm sure I'll be going out to a studio. And as it proceeds, we're going to be working it out.
Right along with the LLA.
Yes.
We're going to be engaged in this.
Well, you are too.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
All throughout the process.
I really want to deliver as much as possible, like the image that was voted for. Mm. You know, so like that. But we might throw in a few extra flourishes with your...
Right, right.
With your permission. A few extra crystals.
I remember that when you showed me the design and Jamie was there and he said, now you have to remember that the drawing is not going to be exact when it looks at the window because it's a different medium.
Yeah.
So we're prepared for that. But the whole idea of seeing that window in that east window so that in the morning... The morning sun will come through, and you'll get the blues and the yellows and the purples.
It's all about light with stained glass.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Sansa, you and I have known each other since childhood. We both grew up with our roots in the area, Latvian community. I knew you first as a poet, and you've branched out to be this multimedia artist. I've gone to several of your exhibitions, and you work in all kinds of materials. This was new for you, yes? What kind of challenges, how did this expand your horizons to work on this project?
Well, I had to keep in mind, you know, light as being one of the, well, how could I say, characteristic or elements that would be entering that picture. And I just thought, how wonderful, because enlightenment is what we really need right now. We need, you know, more light coming into our lives. So, and like I said, it wasn't like a real difficult, I didn't overthink it. Information came to me readily. Mm-hmm. Like Marge, I so enjoyed the tour that she gave. And things just started coming to me as, you know, so you know how it is when you can't just stay in one room sometimes. You have to visit several rooms and try different avenues to connect.
Yeah.
Because as artists, it's very satisfactory to make our art, but the audience is the other half of the equation.
Right.
The community is the other half of the equation. And so I really hope the community responds with support. I know the Ladies Library Association is looking for contributions. This is quite a pricey endeavor, and that people will feel moved to contribute. As I was working on it, I was working up at the Kalamazoo Public Library on the image. They have a better computer than I have, and I was producing it ultimately in Photoshop, so it would be easier for me to alter things other than erasing or, you know, so. And this young woman came up, and she goes, oh, wow, what is that? You know, so I started seeing that it had the ability to capture people's imagination.
Yeah.
And that's what we would like to do is, you know, capture people's imagination. I mean, if you realize back when Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cody Stanton, women could not vote. They couldn't own property. For example, Susan B. Anthony was allowed to study until the fourth grade. That was her education. She learned multiplication and adding. But when she asked her teacher to show her how to divide, he said, oh, you're a woman. You won't need that.
You won't need it, yeah. Yeah.
And I just thought, well, that's strange. I didn't understand what was so subversive for a woman to know how to divide.
Well, when you think about it, if you're baking...
I was just going to say,
you're constantly doing it.
You're going to
split recipes and divide
sure.
them depending upon how many people you're going to serve. So obviously you're going to need division.
Yeah.
But of course, that probably wasn't something he thought about. When you talked about coming to the building and getting the tour. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in the building.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things that struck me the first couple of times I was in there was the beauty of the stained glass windows and the transom windows. They're just drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
And especially when the sunlight comes through, it just filters through onto the walls. The window that you created fit that romantic idea. It just struck most of us who saw it for the first time, and then obviously most of the members who voted for it, that it fit into that building. It created the same feeling that all of the others' windows did.
Well, thank you both for coming in, and I can't wait to see this project be finished and your big, grand hoopla.
Yes, the hoopla.
Yes, please. I hope to see you there.